Orachaim, Chelik Sheni, Hilchas Birchas Amozain, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Tes. This halacha, we said, is based on chapter 40 in the second half of Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a person who knows what Eretz Yisrael is like, who has tasted Eretz Yisrael, will be able to tell when they meet someone if that person has been by tzaddikim on Rosh Hashanah. And in that chapter in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal connects. He speaks a lot about Eretz Yisrael, about the tzaddik, about Rosh Hashanah, and he speaks especially about the hisparus, the pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish nation, and especially in the tzaddikim, and the pride that we take in Hashem. That's one of the focuses in that Torah. We spoke about it in the past few shiurim, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to use this as a base to explain the holiday of Chanukah. Paragraph Tes, V'zeh Bechinas Chanukah. Everything Rabbeinu Zal writes about in that chapter in Likut Imran and what we've been learning about till now is related to the holiday of Chanukah. Ki hadlokas ner Chanukah, hu lahamshich ulegalois oir hahisparus hazois. The mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles is also about drawing upon ourselves and revealing this, the light of this pride. Masha shemisporach mispoer tomid im amo Yisrael. This that Hashem is always taking pride in the Jewish nation. Umishom mamshichim ho'oir hagodol hazeh shemimenu madlik omeir oir haner Chanukah. And it's from this pride that Hashem feels that we draw the great light which we use to light the Chanukah candles. Shehu pirsume nisa. We know the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch stress that the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles is all about publicizing the miracle, reminding everyone of the great miracle that Hashem performed for us years ago on the holiday of Chanukah. Number one, the defeat of the Greek army, that there were a few Jews who stood up to the great powerful army and they were successful in defeating them. And in addition, the miracle of the oil, the small amount of oil that ended up burning for 8 days. Shemeid umefarsem toikef hanisim shashem yisporach oiseimonu b'chol dor v'dor. The message of the Chanukah candles is that we're testifying to and publicizing the great miracles that Hashem performs for us in every single generation. V'chol zeh machmas goydel ahavoso yesamo Yisrael. And why does he do all of this? It's out of his great love for the Jewish people. Shehu mispayer bonu b'chol dor v'dor. Hashem takes pride in us in every generation. That's what motivates Hashem to perform these miracles for us in every generation. The evil kingdom of the Greeks rose up to try to get us to forget the Torah and to get us to deviate from the will of Hashem. Ki hiskanu behisparus shashem yisporach mispoer bonu al yidei kiyum ha-toyro v'amitzvois. Because the Greeks were jealous of the pride that Hashem takes in us, the Jewish nation, by our fulfillment of the Torah and mitzvois. V'rotzu levatel es ha-toyro chasashom. And therefore the main thing that they wanted to eliminate is the Torah. Va'amru, and they declared, Kisfu lechem al keren ashor, she'en lechem chelet belkei Yisrael. We want the Jews to write on the horn of an ox that we have no share in Hashem. Shehu hepech ha-hisparus. This is the exact opposite of the pride, masha'onu misporim bo yisporach. The fact that we take pride in our Hashem. Shehu Elokeinu v'anachnu amoy. He is our Hashem and we are his nation. V'heim rotzu levatel zois ha-hisparus. And they, the Greeks, wanted to destroy, to eliminate this pride. שזהו גם כן ביטול ההספרוס של השם יסבורך, שהוא יסבורך מספור בנו. By eliminating the pride that we take in Hashem, which is what motivates us to seek Hashem and to study Hashem's Torah and to fulfill Hashem's will, they were hoping to eliminate the pride that Hashem takes in us. Ki ho b'ho talya, because both of these are dependent on each other. Ushneim echad, and they're really both one. Ki kefi kiyum ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvois, וכפי ההספרוס והשמחה שאנו מספורים ושמחים בו יסבורך, because based on the degree of success that we have in fulfilling the Torah and its mitzvahs, and based on the pride and joy, how proud we are and how happy we are with Hashem, כמוי כן הוא יסבורך סוס ומספור בנו. Similarly, Hashem is happy with and proud of us. כמו שכוסוב, as it says clearly in חומש דברים, אס השם האמרתו והשם האמירך היום. You, the Jewish people, praise Hashem, and Hashem praises you. ולסיתכו אליון על כל הגויים. And therefore Hashem places you, the Jewish nation, above all other nations, לתהילה, for praise, ולשם, and for glory, ולתפרס. And for beauty, pride, again, this hisparus that comes from this dual relationship. V'alkein, and therefore, kishagovra malchus beis chashmonoi v'nitzchum, when the kingdom of the chashmonoim rose up and they defeated the Greeks, nasa hanes b'neirois hamenoira, the miracle that took place was related to the candles of the menorah, v'kovu l'doirois lahadlik ner Hanukkah, and the rabbis established this mitzvah for generations to light Hanukkah candles. Ki ikar ho'oir nimshach me'oir ha'hisparus hazois, because the main light, spiritual light, comes from this light of pride, Shashem Yisborach Mispoyer B'Yisroel B'Maseim Atoivim, whereby Hashem takes pride in the Jewish nation, in our good deeds. Shezeh Iker Ho'oir. That's the real light. When we speak about spiritual light, Kama Shekosuv, as we find in the beginning of the Torah, the Pasuk says, Vayavdeil Elikim Bein Ho'oir U'Bein HaChoshech. Hashem made a separation between light and darkness. V'amar Rabbi Seinuzal, and our rabbis tell us in the Medrash, Oyer Elu Maseim Shel Tzadikim. The term light refers to the good deeds of the Tzadikim. So we see that our good deeds are referred to as light. They give off this light, this Hisparus. U'kama Shekosuv, and as it says in another Pasuk, Oyer Tzadikim Yismach. The light of tzaddikim brings happiness. V'alkein naaseh mei ha-hisparus hazois oir einayim. And therefore, as a result of this pride that we take in Hashem and Hashem takes in us, this generates the light of the eyes. K'mo shekosuv ba-Torah hazois, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 40, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which this halach is based on, Shehisparus hazois nase bechinas tefillin moichin. Over there, Rabbeinu Zal explains that this pride that Hashem feels in Klal Yisrael becomes a secha. It becomes tefillin, which is synonymous with moichin, because tefillin is called pe'er in the Torah. Tefillin is called beauty, pride. There's a pasuk pe'ercha chavoy shalecha. Wear your tefillin on you, that was said to Yecheskel Anovi. So we see that this hisparus generates tefillin, which is moichin, and the light of the tefillin are boikin bo'enayim, they break through, they shine through the eyes of Hashem Kaviochel, as the pasuk says, u'letoitofois bein einecha, that the tefillin are connected specifically to the eyes, ומשום נמשך אור העיניים, it's from there that is generated this light of the eyes, שעידי זה נעשה קידוש ארץ ישראל, which creates and generates the holiness of ארץ ישראל. Canal, as we saw previously, because the Pasuk says that the eyes of Hashem are always focused on Eretz Yisrael. Ki Iker, so over there in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal made the connection between the Hisparus, the Tefillin, and the eyes. Here in Likut Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us now the connection between the Hisparus, which is Ma'aseyin Shel Tzadikim, and Oyer, light. That itself, the Hisparus itself, is light. Ki Iker Ho'oyer Nimshach Me'oyer HaHisparus HaZois Shashim Hisporach Mispoyer B'Yisrael. Because light, spiritual light, comes from the pride, this pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. She'oz Me'er Oyer Godol B'chol Ho'ilamos. When Hashem is feeling proud of us, then light shines in all of the worlds. V'nedlokinu meirin kol haneirois v'hoirois v'alyoinim. And all of the heavenly lights and candles are turned on. Kama shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, as it says in the Zoyer HaKodesh, la'adloko shrogin u'lanhoro butzinin, to light candles and to turn on sparks of light. U'me'oir ha'hisparus hazois, אנו ממשיכים אור הקודש והנוער הזה של נר חנוכה כקודש. And it's from the light of this pride that we draw the holy, awesome light of this holy, these holy Hanukkah candles. על ידי תוקף הנס שעושה שמסבורך עמנו אז, which is related to the great miracle that Hashem performed for us then, שעל ידי זה נסגלה ההספרוס, Shashimizborach mispoir bonu adayin b'chaldor vador. When we light the Hanukkah candles, we remind ourselves that just like then, Hashem was proud of us, and we made him happy, and because of that, he was willing to perform miracles for us. So too, now also, today also, we believe that Hashem takes pride in us in every generation. And Hashem performs great miracles on our behalf. And it's through the revelation of this pride that all the lights shine. And it's from there that we draw the light of the Hanukkah candles. וזה האור הקדוש של נר חנוכה, מצווה לרויסוי. And this holy light of the Hanukkah candles, we are commanded to look at it, to see it. כמו שם רבי סנזל, as the Gemara says, one of the opinions in the Gemara is, הרויה נר חנוכה מבורך. That a person who sees the Hanukkah candles, even if they didn't light it, there's an opinion in the Gemara that says that just seeing the Hanukkah candles, the person makes the bracha. Ukamai shoimrim, and as we all recite the special prayer after lighting Hanukkah candles, Haneirois halolu koidesh heim, these candles, these lights are holy, and we have no permission to use them for any personal use, elo liroisam bilvad. We're only supposed to see them, to look at them. Ki ikar hadlokas ner Chanukah hu lahamshich lemato oyer ha-hisparus hazois. Because what lighting Chanukah candles is about drawing down upon us the light of this pride that Hashem takes in us. Kedei liskois lirois oyer ha-hisparus hazois. So that we should be zeche to see this pride, kedei liskois al yidei zeh lahargish tam hamosoik v'hakodoy shel Eretz Yisrael, so that this will enable us to feel the sweet holy taste of Eretz Yisrael. Kimavur b'toyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, shemi sheroye zois ha-hisparus, that a person who sees this pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, and he sees the tzaddik who is the exemplification of this pride, azai b'chol mokim shehu mistakel naseh ha'avir bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. Then such a person, wherever they look, they generate the air of Eretz Yisrael, the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. V'nesoirer tshuka chadosha v'cheshek nimrotz le'Eretz Yisrael. And this arouses a new desire and yearning on the part of any person who comes in contact with this person, a yearning for Eretz Yisrael. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to feel the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Can move on b'hatoranal, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Ki b'chanaka tzri... Now Rabbi Nosson Zal is going to emphasize and clarify the direct connection between Chanukah and the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ki b'chanaka tzrichin lahamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because on Chanukah, we're trying to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. L'saken pegam hamaraglim, to repair the damage that was caused by the spies, shehotziu dibo al ha'aretz, who spoke negatively about Eretz Yisrael, upogmu b'Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they damaged the connection to Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosov Rabbeinu b'hatoyra kimrachmi minagim, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal says there, shekifi haslachno shepoyelen b'yom ha'kippurim, kein zoichen l'kedushas Chanukah, that to the degree that we succeed in our plea for forgiveness on Chanukah, on Yom Kippur, when we say, slachno l'avoin hom hazeh, please Hashem forgive the sin of this nation, to the degree that that plea is successful, kein zoichen l'kedushas Chanukah, that will establish the holiness of Chanukah, which is the next holiday that follows after Yom Kippur. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem Bikesh Slachno Al Chet Hamaraglim. Because that pasuk that we recite on the night of Kol Nidre, right after Kol Nidre, Slachno Lavoina Mazeh Kegoidel Chazdecho V'chashen Osos Olam Az, that was actually the tefillah, the prayer that Moshe Rabbeinu said after the Meraglim came back with their evil report, and all the Jews were crying, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Nimtza, shebechanaka tzrichin lesakein chet hamaraglim shedibru al Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, on the holiday of Chanukah, which is Chanukas Habayis, which is the renewal of the Beis Hamikdash, which is the center of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, so on Chanukah we're trying to repair the sin of the spies who spoke against Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran shows how the word Chanukah is found in that tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Al kein, therefore, anu tzrichin achshav legalois hatam hakodosh shel Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, now on Chanukah, we need to reveal the holy taste of Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh nase al yideat lokas ner Chanukah. And we accomplish that by lighting the Chanukah candles. Shaydeze nizgale oir ha-hisparus. Because the Chanukah candles, again, remind us of the miracle that Hashem performed. Because He loves us. Because He takes pride in us. So the Chanukah candles are the revelation of this hisparus, that Hashem is mispoir b'Yisrael. Shaydeze nimshach kedusha Eretz Yisrael b'chol mokoim shemistaklim boi. And when we generate this hisparus, this great pride, a person who connects to that, wherever that person looks, they're generating the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ki nimshach bechinas avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim. Because we draw the air, the holy air of Eretz Yisrael, which gives chochma, which gives moichen, sechel, al yidei oir ha-hisparus, through that the light of this pride, shehu bechinas moichin tefillin, which Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, the oir ha'isparus is moichin and tefillin. Moichin sechel is referred to as oir, and tefillin are referred to as pe'er, tiferes, this beauty. Any questions? okay? וזה בחינס השמן של נר חנוכה. And now we'll understand also the significance of the oil of the Hanukkah candles, שהוא בחינס מויכן תפילין. Oil, throughout the Torah, especially in Sifrei Kabbalah, oil represents sechel, which again is synonymous with the tefillin, which are worn on the head, the tefillin which are broadcasting the light of the moichin. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'shemen al roishcho al yechsar, oil will not be lacking from your head. Hanemar b'tefillin, kemo shadosh rabbi senesal. And the Gemara says that pasuk is referring to the tefillin that we wear on our head. So, ki hamoichin, because throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, it refers to our seichel, the moichin, as holy oil. Just like oil is what feeds the light of a light comes from oil, our seichel is referred to as this shemen mishchas kodesh. Al yidei ze nimshach kedushas Eretz Yisrael b'chol mokom shemistaklim boi, and this draws the holiness of Eretz Yisrael to wherever we look. V'azai margishin tam shel Eretz Yisrael. And then we feel the special taste of Eretz Yisrael. V'choizrin u'mishtoikikim be'emes l'Eretz Yisrael. And we experience that deep yearning and longing for Eretz Yisrael, like what Moshe Rabbeinu had, like what the Jews throughout generations, when they found themselves in Golus, in other countries, all the loyal religious Jews were always yearning, v'serzeno einenu b'shuvcha letzion. They couldn't wait to be zoche to get Eretz Yisrael. U'boze mesaknin pigam hamaraglim, and through this we repair the damage that was caused by the maraglim, sho'itziu dibo al oretz, who spoke negatively about Eretz Yisrael. This is why the Gemara stresses looking at and looking intensely at the Chanukah candles. Because what we're looking at on a spiritual level is we're looking at the pride that Hashem feels in us and how proud we are of Hashem. We put the candles on display. Let everybody see that we are the Jewish nation. We're the ones whom Hashem performed miracles for us thousands of years ago with the Greeks, and he's still performing miracles for us today. Shehu bechinas oyer haner shel Chanukah, kedei lizkois al yidei zeh lasois Eretz Yisrael b'chol mokom sheyistakel shom. So that by doing this, we're generating the holiness of Eretz Yisrael wherever we look. V'azai yachzor v'yishtoikek l'Eretz Yisrael. And this activates for those people who are outside of Eretz Yisrael, by generating this light of Eretz Yisrael, we remind them that there's an Eretz Yisrael. And we generate a longing, a yearning in them for Eretz Yisrael. U'boze yisakin pegam amaraglim shepogmo b'Eretz Yisrael. And by doing this, we're fixing, we're repairing the damage that was caused by the Meraglim who spoke against Eretz Yisrael, who tried to discourage and dissuade the Jews from going to Eretz Yisrael. Now, for those of us that live in Eretz Yisrael, this definitely applies also, because unfortunately, we're living in a world, the Hebrew word for world is ha'aloma, Olam, Olam, Olam Hazeh. And the word Olam means Ha'aloma, hidden. A person could be living in Eretz Yisrael, and the light of Eretz Yisrael is hidden from us. We don't see it, we don't feel it, we don't feel the Kedusha, we don't feel the deep connection to Hashem, we don't feel that yearning for holiness, that yearning to go higher and higher, to get closer and closer to Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that through the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, this can renew that feeling, that longing for Eretz Yisrael. I want to feel the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. I want to see it. I want to feel it. I want to taste it. Any questions, please?
Rabbi.
Good morning.
Question on the aspect of the Hitparut of Israel. I don't know if I missed it, but did he define how we are able to do this avodah of locating the Hitparut in each Bnei Israel?
Rabbi Nazar speaks about this over there in that chapter on Likut Imran, that this is the concept of seeing the good in every single Jew, seeing the toiv, the neshama, the elokus, the divine spirit of Hashem in every single Jew, that just the Gemara says, afilu reikonen shebach melein mitzvois karimoin, even the Jew that has the least Hashem inside of him is packed with mitzvahs like a pomegranate is packed with pits. So a person who knows this and believes this, and when the person looks at any Jew, we see the good in them. We know that there's good. We know that they have a bris milah. We know that they perform their certain mitzvah. Every Jew does some mitzvahs and has some good points. And that's this hisparus, recognizing that there is this divine spirit of Hashem that's found in every single Jew, and Hashem takes pride in every single Jew, even the smallest one. Rabbi Nazar writes there in the Likut Imran that the tzaddik is the one who does this the best and the most. For us, sometimes it's difficult to get this right. The satan makes us magnifies the bad. We see the bad, we don't see the good, unfortunately. But still, when it comes, for example, the mitzvah of Chanukah candles, we know that it's one of the mitzvahs which even the least religious Jews who don't keep Shabbos, some of them, they light the Chanukah menorah, they light Chanukah candles. So the Chanukah candles remind us of those nekudos toivos in every single Jew, from which generates this pride that Hashem takes in each and every one of us.
Thank you.
Paragraph Yud, V'al kein koyrim b'Chanukah parshas hanesiim. And based on that chapter in Likut Imran, we'll understand also why throughout the 8 days of Chanukah, we read the portion in the Torah which speaks about the leaders of the tribes. The leader of each tribe brought special karbonos and special gifts at that initiation ceremony of the Mishkan. Ki hanesiim shel Yisrael hein b'chinas tzadikei hador. Because the nesiim, the leader of each one of these 12 tribes, is an example of a tzaddik. The tzaddik is the leader, the tzaddik of the generation. She'ikra ha'hisparus kolol bohem, kemo shekosu batoronal. As Rabbi Nazal explained over there in Likut Imran, the greatest vessel of pride is the tzaddik. Hashem is most proud of the tzaddikim, who are the ones who fulfill his will to the greatest degree of perfection, of completion. V'al kein hanesiim heviu es avnei hamiluim leifoid v'lachoshim. And this is why it's specifically the nesiim who represent the tzaddik. They were the ones who donated the special stones, the precious stones, that each tribe donated one of these special expensive stones, which the Kohen Gadol wore in his breastplate, in the ephod and choshen. These stones glittered and shined. Ki avnei ha'efoid v'achoshen hein bechinas hisgalus ha'hisparus shashem yisborach mespor b'Yisrael. Because these precious stones, which shine so beautifully, they represent this pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish nation. Ki ikar ha'hisparus al yidei ha'gavnin. Because the term hisparus and tiferes, is the term beauty, is associated with colors, multicolored. Al yidei she'Yisroel klulin migavnin sagin, kimavur b'divra benes al b'mokamachar. By the fact that the Jewish nation is made up of multicolored, many different people, different types of people. They think differently, they dress differently, they act differently, even though we all believe in one Hashem, and we're all under the umbrella of one Torah, yet we're not the same, we're very different. That's this Klolius Hagavnin, this multicolor, which generates beauty. Tiferes, the term Tiferes, is a combination of colors. Chesed is the right side. Gevura is the left side. Tiferes is the combination of two. Tiferes is always at least two or more. Uklolius Hagavnin shel Yisrael hayu mezgalin b'avnei hachoshen v'efoid. And the different diverse colors of Klal Yisrael were displayed in these stones, these different stones that represented each one of the 12 tribes that was worn in the Choshen and Ephod. Shekol Evan Hoyoloi Gavon Meyuchad Kefi Shivtoi. Each and every stone had a unique color based on the tribe that it represented. That the name of the tribe that was written on it. Hainu kifi hagavan vahehisparus shashim yisporach mekabel mizeh ashevet. Meaning, the stone, the glow of the stone represented the light of the hisparus that Hashem received from that particular shevet. Ki kol shevet v'shevet yesh loy gavan miyuchad. Each and every single one of the tribes has its own specific color. And all of these colors were displayed in the stones of the Choshen and Ephod. The Torah tells us, Oidem l'Ruvain, Pitado l'Shimon, v'chulu, etc., etc. Ve'elu hagavnin hoyu metzuyorin badigolim. And these special colors of these stones were also displayed in the flag that each and every shevet had. Kamayisham Rabbi Seinusal, as the Gemara tells us, Shebeelu hadegolim hoyu hoilchem Yisrael b'melchemes mitzvah lichboy sheretz Yisrael. It's these flags that the Jews held up proudly when they went out to do battle, especially when they went out to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Sheze hoyo ikra melchemes Yisrael. That was the most important battle of Klal Yisrael, conquering Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikir kvisha seretz Yisrael, hualidei hisgalus hahisparus. Because the main conquering of Eretz Yisrael by the Jewish nation is accomplished through the revelation of this pride, shehu bechinas klolius hagavnin shel avnei hachoshen, which is represented by all of those colors in the stones of the choshen, shehoyu metzuyorim badgolim, which were pictured on the flags. That's what generated the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Venizgale hatam shel Eretz Yisrael. And the sweetness of Eretz Yisrael is revealed. She'oz machniin kol hamoinim Eretz Yisrael. And that's what enables us to defeat all the obstacles that are blocking us from getting into Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar hamoinim heimoitziei dibas ha'oretz ro'a. Because the greatest obstacles that block a Jew from getting to Eretz Yisrael are those people who speak against Eretz Yisrael, who say negative things about Eretz Yisrael and about our ability to attain Eretz Yisrael and to be successful in Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosav Rabbeinu Zal ba'atoyra tisha tikunim. As Rabbeinu Zal writes, in chapter 20 in Likut Imran, where he emphasizes that the greatest obstacle is these moitziei diba, those who speak against it. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 20. V'yal kein heviu hanesiim daiko esu avonim shel achoshen v'efoy. And this is why it's the nesiim that donated these precious stones to the choshen and v'efoy. Ki ikra ha-hisparus toloi b'hanesiim. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, this pride that Hashem is so proud of the Jewish people, who are the ones who are He's most proud of? The tzaddikim. Who are the ones who are able to defend us when we're not doing so well, we're not so great, when Hashem is angry at us and he says we're doing sins? The tzaddikim are the ones who remind Hashem about how good we are and how special we are and how we're the only ones who are most loyal to Hashem out of all the nations of the world. Shehein bechinas tzaddikei hador. The Nesiim, the leaders of the tribes, represent the tzaddikim of the generation. She'ikar ha'hisparus al yodam. The main pride of Hashem in us, and us in Hashem, is via these tzaddikim. V'alkein koirin parshas ha'nesiim b'chanukah. This is why we read about them, about what the Nesiim accomplished throughout the holiday of Chanukah. Ki oz megalin oir ha'hisparus hazois. Because throughout Chanukah, we're revealing and displaying and broadcasting this hisparus, this pride, she'ikoroi tolui betzadike hador, which is dependent more than anything else on the tzaddikim of the generation. They're the ones who really understand best how proud Hashem is of the Jews, even in our worst moments. And they're the ones who defend us throughout. And they're the ones, they are the exemplification, the greatest example of who Hashem should be proud of. Shehein bechinas nesiim. That's what these leaders of the tribes represent. Interesting to note, I just read Shnayim Mikra of the Parsha that we're going to be reading on Shabbos, Parsha Shemois, where Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the Jews that it's time to leave Mitzrayim and to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he mentions it several times, and it says twice, at least twice there, Eretz Zovas Cholov Udevosh, that it's in Parsha Shmois that Hashem starts really broadcasting this message to Klal Yisrael. Before that it was Avram Avinu, but now Hashem is addressing Klal Yisrael and saying, your place is Eretz Yisrael. You're not slaves. Your place is not Mitzrayim. It's not America. Your place is Eretz Yisrael, the special land of Eretz Yisrael. We should be zeche to renew our love and respect for Eretz Yisrael and our yearnings for the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Best wishes for a wonderful Shabbos. We should all have simchas. And Hashem should take us out of Mitzrayim, out of all the constrictions, out of all the segers, the quarantines, and bring us to true chayrus in Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvah Hashem.